this has been ongoing. I've been involved in this for like a year and a half now as chair. And, you know, the board has been kept apprised. I do a chair report that is, you know, every board meeting. And if I've had meetings, they're aware of it. And then, you know, we finally had some of the public engagement meetings put on by the province and the feds. And we really feel like we need to. The concern, I think, is here is there's a lot of species at risk in BC. There's hundreds of them. And, you know, some of the local government issue is sometimes we seem to be expressing concern about the issue when it's already halfway down the pipeline. And because, you know, there is not the legal requirement to consult with local governments, the legal requirement is there has to be consultation between the federal, the province, and the First Nations. Local government is not included in that according to the Constitution. So, you know, we're kind of behind the eight ball before we even start. So the discussion, the lengthy discussion around the board table today was that we try to kind of come up with something where we can try to see where the province might be going with the next species at risk and try to get something in place where we can present to the province an alternative. So we can be more in the forefront than playing catch-up. Because although they're not legally obliged to consult with us, we have the option of consulting with them pretty much at any time we put in a request. And usually it's granted in a fairly timely manner. So this whole issue around species at risk and the caribou, you know, pertaining to the caribou as well, will come up at our strategic planning session, which is scheduled for May. We've done several letters. I've done several letters. There's been directors have done letters. I've been on several conference calls. I've had phone conversations with federal environment. So they're very, very well aware of our position on the caribou. The North Central Local Government Association has sent a letter in recently, and it's gone to the Prime Minister Trudeau. UBCM has become involved in this. I've had conversations with UBCM President Arjun Singh on this issue. So it's not like we're ignoring the issue, because we're not. It's just that, you know, you keep writing letters and eventually the letters get opened and it's like, oh, another letter from the CRD. Let's put that in file 13. So we have to try a different tact here. And, you know, we will still continue to talk caribou. The biggest impacts on this the caribou issue right now is going to be in the Northeast, without a doubt, because they are in dire straits up there, the caribou. And, you know, from the meeting that was in Williams Lake and from what I'm hearing from the northern directors that attended the meeting in Quesnel last night, the province feels that the rest of the herds, you know, within the CRD are relatively stable. Some are definitely in decline. But they don't anticipate any kind of major sanctuary areas needed. Now, in my opinion, that's not to say they're going to be needed in 10 years. But right now, I think, you know, the government seems to be saying that, you know, so long as once they've done their herd count, they'll have a little bit better idea of exactly where they're going. But right now, we feel that within the Caribou Regional District, the herds are relatively stable. So, you know, we're not giving up on this caribou issue, as I said, but we need to look forward. We need to focus forward and be ready when the next thing comes down the pipeline instead of trying to play catch up.